a very freaky girl. Super freak, she's super freaky.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Freak Show Friday is your chance to call in. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. You can also send us a message, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. And another way, too, we give you so many options, is on Twitter and Instagram. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show and send us a DM, and we can try to get you on this morning. We are talking today to Donald, and... Donald, I don't even know where to begin. Why don't you just tell us your story today for Freak Show Friday, buddy?
Okay. All right. So I'm a waiter at a popular chain that I know Joe likes to go to, but that's all I want to say about where I work. So,
I used to be a waiter, too.
Oh, wait. Producer Porkchop used to be a waiter?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That's a little fun fact about you.
Okay, so here's the deal. I have the highest percentage of customer satisfaction in the whole restaurant. So, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of places do surveys for customers and, you know,
okay,
about their experience.
I was gonna ask, like, well, how do you know that? Is that just your own personal opinion? But
it's probably on the receipt. They fill it out.
Okay, good.
It's lame. Yeah, it's lame. But, you know, I do really well. And sometimes I feel like, you know, this is it. I was like born to do this. I'm really good. I'm fast. I'm efficient. And I get it done. And the thing is, I don't want to mess up my score on the surveys by having to always be away from my tables to go to the restroom and stuff. So I wear a diaper when I work. That's my solution.
No way.
Wait a minute. Like,
no way.
But why is he wearing a diaper? Okay. So that helps you?
Yeah, it does. Look, I'm not saying it's not freaky. It is.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, it's smart because I'm able to, you know, relieve myself without leaving my table. So I get the drinks out, fill them up. The orders are always right. And I even have time to do the little, you know, thank you note on the bill.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's honestly, it's really hygienic. It's not even gross. So think about it. Because if you're wearing a diaper, you don't have to go to the bathroom where it's all germs and, you know, people are walking in and out and a million different people in there. So it's just me and my private little situation.
So, okay, I really hate myself for saying this, but Joe, does he have a point? If you're not going to the bathroom and you're not around those germs, is he cleaner because he's wearing a diaper?
Alex, I don't think so. I mean, in a sense, you're kind of incubating it, aren't you? Like in your own little area? It's like a mother bird on top of her egg.
I mean, do people that you're serving know that you're wearing this? Do your coworkers and stuff know?
No. They don't. And at first I was like can anybody see? But they don't expect it like they would on, you know, obviously a baby or, you know, a 90-year-old man or something where you're looking for that diaper bump. So, you know, and I'm not wearing like slimline pants or anything. So it's very, you know, no one knows and stuff. And
it's concealed,
it's absorbent, you know. I mean, it's mostly, I would say it's mostly pretty hygienic. But
I don't know about that.
It's
man.
Never awkward.
It only gets awkward, and I don't do this a lot, but I have gone full bore, you know what I mean? Like, I've done it where I'm bringing a guy chocolate pudding for dessert, and I'm, you know, waddling a little bit when I'm walking over to them.
That is disgusting.
So I admit, that's the only time I feel like it gets a little gross, but it's like, it's not, it's only a couple hours. Like, you can deal with it.
No, how do you,
I still have so many questions. Like, to clarify, you don't have bladder issues or anything, right?
Not issues, but, you know,
for this customer satisfaction so he can be fast. I mean, you're fast with getting people's food out and stuff, I guess, right?
Yeah, I'm very fast. Especially now.
You should try to get yourself on, like, a number two schedule or something.
I mostly am. The number two thing is like a rare,
okay,
you know, rare gem, uh-huh, but
yeah,
it's happened.
Donald, is this kind of one of those, I don't know, like a fetish or a freaky thing, you know, people like to role play, or like, I mean, is this turning you on by wearing a diaper?
No, No. It's not a fetish. It's not a baby fetish. I don't have that problem. It's just I'm a hard worker, real hard worker, and I don't know. This is the first time I've ever told anybody, actually, because I figured people would judge me. But, honestly, I think I'm, ahead of the game. I'm living in 2050, and everybody else is still living it the old-fashioned way in 2018.
So you think you're a game changer. You're advancing your profession.
Kind of, yeah.
And what happens after your shift?
Well, I'll be like a mom, I'll go to my car and I'll get out and take the diaper off and, dispose of it hygienically. So, all right, I admit that is a little strange, but, people don't know what I'm doing.
Interesting.
So you clock out and then take the diaper off. All right. Wow.
I must say, yeah. I'm in shock.
Yeah, this is
for
this
a couple
disgusting.
Of reasons.
Why, Producer Porkchop?
I wonder, do you think you're the only person in the world to ever do that?
Well, I thought about it, and I'm definitely not the only, adult non-baby wearing a diaper, because everybody who, the whole depends, they're selling depends, so everybody
I guarantee, Donald, you're the only person that wears it to make their job so they don't have to stop and do anything. Of course, there's adults and older people or different people with, bowel issues that do, but you're the only person in the world that would possibly do that to actually have a J-O-B and be more efficient at it.
What?
Yeah,
Producer Porkchop?
I don't know. I don't want to. There's something I don't.
Why are you blushing?
Dude, I don't. I want to say something, but I don't want to say it.
Say it now.
Spit it out.
I may or may not have had to do this for a certain reason.
Producer Porkchop wore diapers.
Wait. You wore diapers?
When you were waiting tables?
Yes, but. Not to relieve myself.
Okay.
Hold on. What the heck? How?
I didn't.
No,
go...
hold on. I can't. I want to find out what the hell is going on. Donald, you hang around too. Change your diaper or whatever you got to do in the meantime. And we'll talk to both of you next. And if anybody else wants to join in this Freak Show Friday conversation, the number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Pork Chop, what is your problem? What's going on here?
All right, Donald's not the only one because, it wasn't because I had to go to the bathroom or anything. It's actually, so I'm a bigger guy, right, Joe?
A bigger guy, but okay, I'll let you have that.
All right, so issues that bigger guys have is we kind of sweat a lot.
Okay.
I do not like where any of this is going.
So when I would work, I was a hard worker too. I'd work a 12-hour shift, a double. And imagine all that walking, right? You're sweating, and then it's hot in the back, cold in the dining room. So what do you think's going to happen?
I don't know.
I
don't know what's happening either. I'm a big guy, but I don't know about
that. You've never
that.
Heard of chafing?
Oh, yeah, I chafe all the time.
Exactly.
I don't have a thigh gap.
And yeah, so would I. And really badly, and nothing would work. Deodorant, baby powder, nothing would work.
You didn't lube it up with some olive oil
no,
or some mayonnaise?
No, that would make it worse.
Vaseline?
Make it worse.
What?
Yeah, because it just, the more slideage, the more sweatier I would get, and the more, so I wore an adult diaper, and it captured the moisture, and I stopped chafing!
I cannot believe.
How much ass sweat did you have that it was dripping down everywhere?
I mean, I don't. You're a
no,
big guy
I don't.
Too.
Listen, I am a big guy, but I don't have that problem.
So,
don't lump me in with your problem.
If you chafe, that's why, and it stopped me from chafing.
If you had the diaper on already, did you utilize the diaper like Donald does?
No, of course not. This is Freak Show Friday. I'm not the freak.
What did your boyfriend Chase think of you coming home from work and wearing a diaper?
I'd throw it away before. I'm not sure he
Wait,
knows.
Did you go in your,
what?
Did you lay on your back and kick your legs up and say, hey, can you powder this?
Maybe.
Oh, God. I've had my wife powder me one time, and it's the most awkward, vulnerable moment of my life.
Yeah. Donald, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, we have a lot of people tweeting us at Joe and Alex Show saying that tons of people for different jobs wear diapers
no,
to work.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
I am shocked.
This what is so jobs? Cool.
Trina says, I've worked in a casino, and this is more common than you realize. People who do not need them will still wear diapers just so they can stay at the slot machines all day.
What?
Don't want to miss my jackpot.
I don't want to mess up my Tweety Bird nightgown.
I just took a crap while I played craps. Yay. Oh, God. Let's talk to Bob this morning. Bob, you are on the Joe and Alex Show. We've also got Donald on. What's up?
This just took WTF to a whole new level.
You know it.
But so here's my first question. I was kind of like weirded out at first, and then Producer Pork Chop chimes in. I'm like, wow, this just escalated quickly, you know? So, but anyway. My main question, I guess, for either one of you is, you know, I have two boys, and I remember the diaper days, and you change their diaper when they pee in them because if not, they get diaper rash. So, number one, do you not get any kind of rash from wearing a diaper filled with pee all day?
Yeah.
All right, Donald, why don't you
answer
that
question? We don't need the details, but yes.
Yeah, I don't really get a rash too bad because I have the diaper cream. And I have baby powder that I put on beforehand, so...
Where do you keep it?
In my car.
Wow.
In your glove box?
But what about when you defecate in it? Do they
okay,
not smell
all
it?
Right. Yeah, we don't need all the bathroom details.
And, yeah, I don't get a rash because that's why I wear it, is to prevent the rash. Like,
yeah.
It just captures the moisture, and I'm good.
Wow, that's interesting.
Wow, thank you, Bob, for calling in. I hope that answered your questions right there, and I'm sorry for being so weird. Corey, you're on with Donald, producer Porkchop, who have both admitted to wearing diapers for their jobs.
And keep your questions without super, you know, yucky details.
Yeah, I was just wondering, like, if you forgot you're not wearing a diaper or whatever, and then you go and you use a diaper, you would use it like you were wearing a diaper. Do you just like pee yourself every now and then?
That almost happened to me. Yeah, in the early days, that almost happened to me a couple times. But now I'm like conscious about it. Yeah, but you're totally right. I almost just like blasted myself.
I would love to know what Donald's parents think. Like, I wonder if they're like, we didn't train him right when he was younger, like, on the potty. That's crazy.
This is fantastic for Freak Show Friday today. Donald, we can't thank you enough for being willing to come on and share this. Is this the first time that you've ever spoken about this out loud, or do people know in your life?
No, this is the first time I've fessed up, but that's wild to hear that. I'm not alone.
Like, you're not
alone. I feel so lonely.
Well, you know what? I bet you they know and talk behind your back because sometimes it makes like a noise.
All right, Donald.
Hopefully not.
Thank you for calling in this morning for Freak Show Friday.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's the best part about Freak Show Friday on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now is that we get these people you think no one's ever done what they do, and then they come out of the woodwork.
You know what the worst part is? We actually work with one of those freaks.
That's right.
It was a great idea, but I did.